All right, welcome to High School Football on MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Marty Smith, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. On an absolutely glorious day, we are in Hamilton for a Division VI matchup between Bishop Fenwick High School and the Hamilton Wenham Generals. And after last night's openers, a little surprise, some not-so-surprise, and this is going to be a tough one for Hamilton Wenham with this high-powered offense of Bishop Fenwick. Marty, first game, got the bugs out last night a little bit, very rusty. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's surprisingly warm and bright and sunny here. We may have some rain a little bit later in the football game, some scattered showers forecast for the area, but this may be the time we spend the cliche of it's a beautiful afternoon for football.
Fantastic. It really is. And I noticed just a little bit of a splash of color on the way here. We're in the woods here at Hamilton, and right now we're looking actually a little bit toward the southwest as we look at the trees. In Hamilton, the Hamilton High School field is the old-fashioned turf. It just has numerals, no hash marks, no individual yard markers, so we'll be guessing for a large portion of today. And bright sunshine with some clouds coming in from the west, we noticed, so maybe the rain will get here a little bit earlier. But, you know, Bishop Fenwick, with their high-powered offense, they've got a young man who's challenging to break the school record for passes, and Hamilton Wenham with the venerable Jim Pugh, Bishop Fenwick with Dave Woods. It should be fun for this opener.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it. And you were talking about the two coaches. They are probably two of the more longest-serving, anyways, coaches. When you look at Jim Pugh and all of his time that he had at Masco, he's had 11 seasons out of the past 13 where he coached, where he had seven wins or greater. And of course, Dave Woods has got, I don't have his record off the top of my head, but he's got hundreds of wins as a high school coach. He's also the athletic director at Bishop Fenwick.
Well, you know, we have that somewhere. I don't know where I put it.
I have it as well. I just was vamping.
Oh, here it is.
I got to it. 145 and 70 for Coach Woods, I believe.
Okay, well, the Globe has 150 and 70, so I don't know. But, yeah, and last year these two teams had identical records, 7-4 for Fenwick and 7-4 for Hamilton Wenham. Why don't we take a break? We'll do a little bit more chatter about this pregame here, and then we'll listen to both coaches as our warm-up show continues here on MSO News Sports. And, of course, over on Channel A, another football game, Bill Newell and Tim Kearns over at Manning Field. That game will be starting at 2 o'clock as well. So we've got all that coming up for you in just a few minutes. We're about 15 minutes away from game time here. At Hamilton. It'll be Bishop Fenwick in Hamilton, so we'll be back.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO, newsports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
All right, bright sunshine here at Hamilton, but some clouds coming in from, I think it's from the southwest. And the Hamilton Wenham Band is out there on the field there practicing. Both teams have done pregame warm-ups. They've gone back into the locker rooms, and they should be out here pretty soon. Bishop Fenwick, Dave Woods, in his 20th year at Fenwick, 157 wins, 70 losses. And, of course, everybody looking to see what the offense will have this year. Under the direction of quarterback Corey Bright, He is apparently, let me see, 3 touchdown passes away from tying the school mark of 29. But the important thing is that he threw for more than 2,000 yards a year ago and rushed for more than 1,200. So that's crazy for 1 year. 3,200 yards for a high school sophomore last year. I believe he's only a junior this year. Is that correct? I think he is. So
we'll have to see how that works out. Yeah, he's a junior. Corey Bright, 5'11", 190 pounds, and we'll see how that works.
And when you think about it, they only play 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. Well, yeah. Okay, and for Hamilton Wenham, quarterback Bill Whalen will be targeting Jake Lasiana, 37 receptions in 2016. And another guy to keep an eye on will be... oh, boy. This is early season jitters. Cam Peach. You met Captain Cam Peach, a nephew of Steve Peach, you might remember, who played at Saugus High School. Tremendous quarterback there. Went on to Syracuse. Tremendous kicker. Kicked a 48-yard field goal against Beverly in a game that we did way back. So we'll have to keep our eye on that. Phil Durgan, the other, and Ben Lippart, the other captains for Hamilton Wenham. All right, we will take yet another break. Come back with both coaches as you're listening to MSO News Sports. Bishop Fenwick and Hamilton Wenham High School coming up here on MSO. So stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our 3 locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Dave Woods, athletic director and head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. Game one, weekend one of the season, Dave, is here, and you're at Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah, yes, we have the Generals again for the opening game. And Coach Pugh and the Generals, they're a great program. Jimmy's done a great job, and always a tough game, always a good opener.
How do you define a Pugh team? I mean, what does he do that is unique as far, or is it unique as far as coaching?
Again, I would describe Coach Pugh's teams as always very well coached, always very well prepared, and just always tough kids. They're the kind of team you want to play against. You're always going to get, again, well-coached kids, tough, hard-nosed football players.
The outlook for Bishop Fenwick. What have you lost? Where are the holes that you need to fill, and how are you filling them as we speak now?
Sure, we had a lot of kids graduate last year. Defensively, especially, all our linebackers were gone. So we're a lot of new faces on defense. The offensive line has a lot of new faces. Running back is new. So there's a lot of new faces. Not so much new for us. A lot of upperclassmen that are playing that just have had people in front of them the last few years. So now they're juniors and seniors, and they're getting their chance to shine. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, let's get a little bit more specific with some of the key players on offense and defense for Bishop Fenwick football this year.
Well, our offense definitely starts with our quarterback, Corey Bright. He's a junior, and this will be his third year starting. And he's just getting better and better every year. He has a tremendous grasp of the offense. So we run everything. We're very multiple, so we're getting spread. We're getting under center and being the eye. And Corey does a great job of directing the offense and getting people where they're supposed to be. Some of our receivers, Dylan Mullen and George Fiskatoris, have really worked hard, and we're expecting big years out of them. Our tight ends, we have two senior tight ends who have been playing football for 4 years here, and they're excellent tight ends, Chris Fisher and Mike Sellards. So those are the guys we're kind of going to lean on the offense for sure. And again, defensively, a lot of new faces. Luis Naranjo is a senior who's played great in the middle. He's our middle linebacker, and he's done a good job. Colin Cargill and Tom McDonald are two inside D tackles, and they've played well. And again, Sellards and Fisher are our DNs, so they shore up the D line. So we're looking forward to it. It's a lot of new faces, but guys that have been just waiting to get their chance to play, and now it's here.
Coach, any preseason injuries or anything like that you're missing somebody that you might have hoped to have?
Yeah, I mean, we've had just like everybody, I share of bumps and bruises, but a couple of guys, Jacob Reynoso was a two-way tackle, senior captain, and Jacob broke his foot just before the beginning of the season, and so he's been in a boot, so he's out. Sophomore Danny McGrath is out. He got hit in the line drive baseball in his eye, broke some bones in his eye, so he's out, and those are two guys that we definitely were counting on for big things. But they'll be back within a couple of weeks, and hopefully it won't take them long to get back into the swing of it.
All right. Any changes on the Fenwick coaching staff this year?
We have a bunch of new young coaches back, so it's great. A couple of guys who played for us. Matt Renzulli is coaching with us, and Dave Hurley. Matt and Dave both played on the 2014 team, so they were part of a team that won 26 straight games. So having them on the staff is great. And then mostly the other guys are the same guys we've had for the most part.
Gotcha. All right, Dave, good talking with you, and good luck on Saturday.
Great. Thanks very much, Bill.
Yeah. Dave Woods, head football coach and athletic director at Bishop Fenwick High School at Hamilton Wenham on Saturday. This is MSO New Sports.
Well, here we go. We're back at it, and this time it's with Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh, and that still is a little difficult for me to say. But, Coach, moving around in the league, we were just talking pregame here. Coaches are so familiar with other coaches all through the area, and education is education.
Education is education, that's right. And football is football. But I'm friends with David Woods, and he's a great coach and a great competitor. So it is. There's a nice camaraderie among the coaches on the North Shore. And, I'm friends with Andrew, who, I replaced over here at Hamilton Wenham. Morenci's having a great career over a great year last year at Beverly High School.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, Gavin Monagle is a good buddy. And, I was happy that he replaced me at Masconomet. So.
No, it's a great fraternity, Coach, and you keep it going, and I just love that. Fenwick has a tremendous tradition of high-powered offense, and so I'm wondering what they're going to be like this year.
Well, I think with Corey Bright, they won't miss a beat, and he's the real deal. He was tough to bring down last year as a sophomore. He's strong. He's talented. He can throw. So we have our hands full. It's going to be a tough game. And it was a tough opener last year, and 2 years ago I wasn't coaching here, but in the films, looking at the films, he came in as a freshman and kind of it was a close game in the first half. Second half he just he lit it up. So he's got some. He's explosive. He's got a lot of ability. And so that's going to be the key is stopping him.
You came in last year like a helicopter throwing out life preservers, and how is it this year now, second year with your coaching staff?
It's great. The coaching staff, we have the same staff as last year. Coach Coolis and I have been together for almost 20 years. Coach Peach was this is his second year. Coach Melanson, he had worked with Coach Morenci, so it is actually his third year here. So he's the experienced one. But we have it's a good camaraderie with the coaching staff here, and Craig Genualdo does a great job as the AD, and he's just so supportive. But the whole school is, and I've known that about Hamilton Wenham.
All right, we're going to break in. We'll have to run this at halftime because they're starting way early. Getting ready to kick off is Hamilton Wenham. They'll be kicking off from left to right. They're in their blue jerseys with the white helmets and the big star on it and white pants, and they're going to be kicking off to Bishop Fenwick down to our right, and it'll be David Cifuentes back to field the ball.
Dylan Mullen on
if
the other
goes
side.
Goes that way, all right, and there it goes to Cifuentes. It's a squib kick, so he's got to go check it up. No, it's Mullen, and he's going to return it from the 10, cuts it back to the middle of the field to the 15, and that's it. So Hamilton won them. We'll start from their own 15.
Bryson Kella makes the tackle after the 7-yard kickoff return, so it sets up the first and 10.
All right, so the 16. The guy to watch will be Corey Bright, of course, at quarterback. Up front, it's Tom McDonald, Ian Connor, Tom Hazard, Matt Juneau, and Matt DiBiase. Those are your front line, your front five. Corey Bright is the quarterback. Cifuentes will be the lone running back. Now, they've got a receiver split out to the right. I don't know if it's Sellards or Fisher. In the I formation right now with the up back at the 15, moving from right to left. Hand off, run play, Cifuentes up the middle. No, it's not Cifuentes. Get the number, Marty. Out to the 20.
I was looking at the defense. That's Jake Lanciani.
The fullback, number 33, Luis
Naranjo.
Yeah, well, we weren't given that one, no. Like Luis Naranjo, who is a senior.
Second down and three for the Crusaders.
And, again, we have to estimate where the ball is. It's at the, 23?
I would say that, yes.
So about an 8-yard gain, second and two. Now they're going to split Mullen way out to the right side. Strong left with the tight end on the left side. I formation stacked up behind Bright. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 men up on the line of scrimmage. Hand off, run play.
Hand off again up the middle to the
33. And again, it's the same play. Naranjo gets the first down to the 34, about 5 yards.
That's Henry Shabili with the tackle.
Make it to the 27. 28, all right, 5-yard gain. It is a first down. So first two plays on the ground for Hamilton Wenham. Again, billowing clouds coming in from the southwest, but we still have sunshine here at the moment. Try to set the rest of the line for you as we can. Or this time you've got Mullen split way to the left side, near side of the field. Ball would be on the far hash mark if there were one. Right under center, strong left once again. High, pull back right up the middle. Naranjo, oh man, fumbles the ball, recovered by Mullen at the 37-yard line.
First hit made by Bishop Fenwick, by Hamilton Wenham, was Ian Coffey, and then he just got sliced out from underneath him as he was trying to make the turn back.
8-yard gain, 9:15 left to go, just underway. I'm Rick Moore along with Marty Smith, and once again we're fighting the PA as we do at some of these high school fields. It's right over Marty's ear. My word. But good start so far for Fenwick. All on the ground, chewing up the clock. Three plays off of left tackle to the fullback. Naranjo is the fullback. Tailback Cifuentes. Mullen is split to the left. Quarterback under center Corey Bright, Jr., needing three touchdowns to break the school record in the air. He has not run or passed as of yet. This is an option handoff. There goes Naranjo up the middle again, across the 40 to the 45. Another first down. This time it was off of right tackle.
Sebastian Ballin with the lead tackle on that, but it is a first down, Rick.
30 yards so far for Naranjo on four carries. Starting from the 15, right out, smack dab in the middle of the field at the 45. Let's see, we had a Thanksgiving-type crowd last night, Marty. Today, not so much.
Not so much.
I stacked up once again on the Bishop Fenwick offense. Long count by the junior quarterback. Pitch this time to Cifuentes, trying to cut it outside. Turns the corner across the 45 and close to the 50.
Forced out of bounds on the far side by Bryson Kella.
Cifuentes is a sophomore, 5'8", 175 from Everett. Going to put the ball at the 48, so it's about a 3-yard gain, second and seven. And clock continues to move as Fenwick continues to grind it out. Man, this sets up some passing situation, doesn't it?
Hell yeah.
Oh, mercy. Having so much success. Play action, maybe?
Well, they ran an option two plays ago.
Well, Hamilton Wenham blitz didn't work as the blitz came off the left side and the run came off the right side.
Pick up of about eight.
And it is a big gainer inside Hamilton Wenham Real Estate at the 44.
The 44-yard line.
8-yard gain for Naraho.
Henry Shabili again with the tackle, his second in this series.
You're getting the rust off, man. I'm still in summer mode, I think. Mullen split to the far side of the field. That's the short side. Ball on the far hash mark with the Crusaders moving from right to left. Hand off to the tailback. This time it is stuffed at the 45-yard line. 2-yard loss as Cifuentes carried.
Andrew Riccio just blasted through there, Rick, coming over his right side. And they've been running in that direction. And this time he was able to get through, found a little bit of daylight for the 1-yard loss.
Up front, Henry Smith, Matt Wieman, Ben Liphart, Mike Crowley, defensive line. Linebackers Phil Durgan, Dan Tobin, Sam Weber, and the defensive backs Cam Peach, Jake Lasiani, Brian Kalla, and Andrew Riccio to start. There'll be some changes as we go along. Second and 11. First negative yardage for Bishop Fenwick. They lose one back at the 45. They're on the Hamilton-Wenham side of the field. This time you've got a split backfield. Wing T left side. Hand off to a halfback, and he's going to, I think it's Cifuentes, gets it to the 42. Yep, Cifuentes with the carry. About a 3-yard gain.
Dan Tobin had him by the ankle as Tobin was trying to move towards him. The ball carrier jumped up, did a little bit of a high step, and got pulled down by Tobin, and that really impeded his progress, or he might have gotten another 3 or 4 yards, but he gets to the 42.
So now it is 3rd and 7.
You may get your passing play now.
And needless to say, it's four down real estate on that side of the field. Again, a wing T after doing the I earlier with Cifuentes, the right halfback, gets the carry, sweeping to the left, hit in the backfield and dropped for another loss.
Sam Weber blasted through that same side of the offensive line, and they're going to say that there's a loss of about 1 yard. Hunter Wasowski also credit on the tackle. The loss will be one.
So we have a bit of a crowd for Fenwick on the far side. Stands, not big stands, and they're about maybe a quarter full. Same thing on the near side. We got more stands here.
Well, this is a little bit of a late arriving crowd because it was an early starting game.
Yeah, well, they started about 5 or 7 minutes early. All right, split backfield now. In the shotgun is Bright. He's got twins to the right. He's fakes to the right. He keeps it on a quarterback draw. He's going to be hit and dropped well short of the first down at the 40-yard line. Hamilton Wenham's defense holds.
I think he gave the football up, too, but it doesn't really matter because it was turnover on fourth down at the 40-yard line. So it will be 1st and 10 for the Hamilton Wenham Generals as they will move from our left to our right.
10-play drive, 43 yards, comes up empty. And now Hamilton Wenham will have an opportunity to see what it can do on offense. And we're down to 4:27, no score in the game.
We'll update you with the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard report from last night's games at our next break in the action.
Sounds cool. All right, your quarterback is Billy Whalen for Hamilton Wenham. He's in the pistol with two backs. Well, one back beside him, one back behind him, about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Twins out to the right side. Left-handed quarterback, fakes left, fakes right, throws left. Complete in the backfield. Big yardage, 50, 40, 45, down to the 40-yard line, down to the 30-yard line. Just a quick screen out to the left side. And that was to Phil Durgan. It is a big gainer.
Did you see the punishment that Derek Delvecchio took from the ball carrier as he was coming down? He knew that the Hamilton Wenham player on the far side knew that he was going to get caught and just laid a licking on the guy who tackled him.
Wow. All right.
Big
30-yard
pickup.
Yeah, let's see. That was, where's the ball?
At the 30 going the other way.
All right, it's at the 30, so that is 30-yard gain. First play from scrimmage on the pass play from Whalen. Once again, twins to the right. This time it's a handoff on a run play that goes up the middle to about the 25. Andrew Riccio with the carry. He's a senior, 5'11", 190, big back, and he gets positive yardage. So Second and six. It says second and 66 on the scoreboard, but I think that's a little far. On the far hash mark, moving into the shade now as clouds are starting to, again, block out the sun. All right, this time, Peach is split way out to the right side of the field. I formation behind quarterback Billy Whalen. He's going to pitch it to the tailback, sweeping the right, gets a block, turns the corner. 25, 20, horse-collared and dropped at the 20-yard line. And carrying the ball was Ian Coffey.
Keegan O'Connor made the second tackle, and the first hit was made by Mateo Cifuentes.
Put it at the 21, five-yard gain. And it's third down and one for the first down. Big pickup on the first play from scrimmage for Hamilton Wenham. It looked like it might go all the way. And that was Whalen to Durgan.
On the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard elsewhere today, we have Beverly and Lynn English playing, and that's over on our other side. Bill Newell and Tim Kearns have that one. St. John's Prep is at Haverhill, and Swampscott is at Greater Lawrence.
Duct tape didn't hold. That's very unusual.
Hmm.
All right, third and one. I don't know who's got the ball. It's a run play. Looks like it's good for the first down. Right at the middle. I guess Whalen kept it.
Derek Delvecchio again makes the tackle. But it is plenty for the first down on the three-yard pickup.
Generals have the ball first and 10 from the Bishop Fenwick.
Yeah, but out to the
19-yard line.
To the 19, correct. All right. So two-yard gain. They get the first down. Needed one, got two. Down to 2 minutes left to go. First quarter, no score. Hamilton Wenham and Bishop Fenwick, each team with one possession to this point. Once again, Peach split way out to the right side. I set up. It's an offset I. And it is a run play that took a little time to develop. Riccio gets positive yardage, though, off the left. And quarterback Whalen had to run a long way to hand the ball off, had to chase the running back.
And then Riccio cut back to the near side, got himself down underneath, and he was taken down by Cifuentes. The gain is seven, but there's a conversation with the officials. Yeah, and they haven't moved the sticks yet. There it is.
This is a personal foul. Where's the ball right now?
It would be at about the 12 or 13.
Apparently it was a personal foul.
On
Hamilton Wenham, unsportsmanlike. So they're going to move it back from the 13, which would have been a six-yard gain. And I'm going to give them the 6 yards, call it a dead ball foul, bring it back out to the 40. My.
After the penalty, we'll
have... Well, it can't be a dead ball if it goes back out to the 40. Yeah. Makes it a 27-yard penalty. So it's not a dead ball foul. No, take off the 6 yards. Oh, it's at the 30. My bad. So, okay.
So it's either 10 yards from the line of scrimmage or 15 yards from where the ball went dead.
All right, so it's at the just over the 30. It's at the 29, actually, of Fenwick.
And it's second down.
Yep. Second and 20. Clock moving. Minute 26 left to go. And again, the offset eye, passing play, downfield, up for grabs, leaping catch and a touchdown! Oh, man, what a catch by Jake Lasciani from Whalen. And Hamilton Wenham leads 6-0.
Perfect timing for that reception. George Fiskatoris was step for step for step with the receiver running downfield. They're both about the same height. The ball went up. Hamilton Wenham comes down with it and the touchdown.
29 yards. Hamilton Wenham strikes first. And that is a beautiful pass play from Billy Whalen. They're going to go for the single point now. And this looks like this is true. Kick by Lanciani. So Lanciani, 29-yard TD pass from Billy Whalen. And that finishes off, let's see, a 7-play, 70-yard drive with 1:12 left to go, first quarter. Very impressive drive by Hamilton Wenham, mixing it up, running successfully, and two big passes covering about 60 yards total. The cheerleaders are doing push-ups to the count, to the score. 7 push-ups, okay. So the Generals will be kicking off. Lanciani will be booting it. Cifuentes on one side, Mullen on the other, back at their own 5-yard line.
I need to learn how to type faster.
Well, you're using your index finger. You got to use your thumbs. You got to grow backwards, I guess.
I have to.
All right, so one possession for each team. Lanciani gets a line drive, hits at the 15. Mullen picks it up there, runs to the right across to 20, 25, and close to the 30. Oh, that PA announcement, you don't need me for the play-by-play. Let's see, looks like it's right at the 30. You know, they're holding onto the ball before they... Oh, there it is, at 29. Okay, I see it. All right, so Fenwick takes over at their own 29-yard line. Their first drive started on a 15, and they had 10 plays they ran off before it stalled on a fourth down. And again, we're looking to see what Corey Bright's going to do running and passing. He was stuffed on the fourth down run on Fenwick's first possession. So Mullen's going to split out to the left side, and Bright is back in the shotgun right now with a receiver in the slot left and a wideout to the right. And it's a handoff. Pitch to the left side. Complete. 30, 35, 40, 45, and run out of bounds on a really weird play. George Piscatoris with the... I'm not even sure that that was a forward pass.
Number 5, Corey Bright.
They call it a lateral. And I think it was a lateral. Bright, that was an option play. Bright went into the line and then pitched it over to the left to Fitzcatoris. It's out to the 47.
Jake Lanciani forcing that out of bounds.
18-yard gain. 56 seconds left to go. First quarter, 7-0. Hamilton won them.
Funny how that happens. The two of them met on the previous play.
All right, quarterback again in the... No, it goes a direct snap to Cifuentes. Nothing doing. Hamilton sniffed that out.
Direct snap from the 30, David
Cifuentes. Cifuentes was back to the right of the quarterback in the pistol, and it went right to Cifuentes. He got zero.
Second down and 10.
So second and 10, clock moving. About 30 seconds left to go first quarter, and 7-0 is the count. Sun's back out. Very warm up here in the booth. About upper 60s, I'd say. Second and almost 11. Bright back in the pistol. Twins this time to the right side. And it's a pass over the middle. Incomplete. Whoa. Just off to the right side of the field. Intended receiver.
Incomplete pass brings up third.
Well, I don't have that on my program. That's weird. Number 44.
The Victor Phillips in their own 47.
No, we don't have that. Maybe it was 34. No, it couldn't have been. Not a freshman. Anyway, that's an incompletion. I don't like that when we can't figure out who it is and they don't tell us. All right, so that's really the first incompletion of the game. Really his first pass attempt for Bright. 13 seconds left to go in the quarter. Generals with 1, 2, 3, 4 down linemen. Corners up tight. Two linebackers in the middle. Bright launches it, timing pass downfield, looking for Mullen, and the closest person to the ball was actually Hamilton Wenham's Jake Lanciani.
Yeah, he was step for step with Mullen when he was coming down the field and had some help back over there as well.
So it is fourth down, and it's three and out for the Generals with 6 seconds left to go.
Cam Peach showing his speed as well. Going back there on the defense.
He's a big dude, too.
Yes.
Big guy.
Yeah, you look at him back nice there guy. To receive.
Yep, he's on our... on the pregame show, on the football preview show that we had this week. Video still posted. And now the Generals will get the ball away from about their 40-yard line. Steve O'Connor waiting for the snap. And he runs to the right. Gets a high kick that's going to come down to Peach on the run at the 30-35. Across the 40 and bounces out to the 42-yard line. Nice return by Peach.
Jake Miano gets him down low and upends him. There was a little bit of a lane on the far side line, but it just wasn't going to be for
Hamilton and Wenham, but they will go on offense first and 10 from their own 42. Moynihan Lumber scoreboard from last night. Linfield 32, Newburyport nothing. St. Mary's 54, Saugus 21, Linvoak Tech 34, Chelsea nothing, Norwell 20, Amesbury 7. Danvers shuts out Winthrop 31 to nothing in a broadcast game from last night. Linfield 32, Newburyport nothing. Somerville 24, Peabody 7. Canton 42, Pentucket 7, Gloucester 29, Revere 8, and Linvoak Tech 34 and Pope John nothing as we have timeout on the field.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
If you're interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
Halfback option play. Halfback option play on the first play of this second quarter, and it's incomplete. Peach was knocked down as Ian Coffey fired it about 40 yards downfield, but he was covered. Peach was covered, and they're not gonna call any penalty on that. Little razzle dazzle halfback option.
Stefano Fabiano back there for Bishop Fenwick on the coverage. And you did see Peach come up looking for the flag, and Fabiano was pretty demonstrative that everything he did was legal.
Well, there was a lot of contact back there, but no chance for a reception whatsoever. Ball wasn't even close. It was it fell harmlessly at the 15-yard line of Fenwick. So that's the first play of the second quarter, with Hamilton Wenham leading by a score of 7-0. Score recap, it was Lanciani, 29-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Whalen, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Now, in the shotgun, Whalen, screen left, complete to Peach at the 40, to the 45, cuts it upfield to the 50, breaks the tackle at the 45, breaks two more tackles down to the 37-yard line.
Dylan Mullen was the first one that he knocked over. And then knocked off Stefano Fabiano and got another 3 yards on that pickup.
Powerful move by Peach gets it down to the 37-yard line of Bishop Fenwick. That's, 13 and 8, 21-yard gain. Big yardage in the air right now. Draw play again. This time it's off of left tackle. Gets some positive yardage. Andrew Riccio with the run down to about the 31.
Brandon Kenny with the first hit, and then Fabiano with the second one.
Hurry-up offense for the Generals. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Ball is at the 33, 4-yard gain. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Twins to the right. It's a delayed draw. Nothing this time. Riccio, I think, again the ball carrier.
Kenny again on the tackle. Tom McDonald from his nose position in the middle of the line. Makes the first contact.
Yeah, it was Riccio, no gain. So now they're going to slow down. Hurry up as we have a third and five at the 32-yard. I'm going to give him a yard. Give him one.
Third down and four for the Generals. The Bishop Fenwick 32-yard line.
Ball is at the 32 between the hash marks, if there were any. I keep saying that. Bright sunshine, warm weather. And this time Lanciani has split to the left. Peach way out to the right eye behind quarterback Whalen. Long count, straight back to pass. Looks left, shoots it left. Downfield. And nobody there. Real mix-up on that one. Nobody there at the 5. I mean, nobody.
Dylan Mullen was probably the closest one. Jake Lanciani, the intended receiver, was at the 20. The ball was at about the 3. Something interesting about this field, a couple things. One is it doesn't have a name. This is Hamilton Wenham Generals field. And it's also one of the last remaining natural grass fields. And you can see a little bit of wear at the top of the soccer circles.
Whalen is 3 out of 4 for 85 yards in the first half so far, including the touchdown. All right, now we go back to the traditional pro set. Left halfback, right halfback. two receivers off wide to the right. Play action fake, rolling to his right, the left-handed quarterback Whalen. He shoots it, just off the fingertips of the intended receiver at the 20-yard line. Michael Crowley got a hand on it but couldn't haul it in.
So Fenwick gets the ball back on downs at about their own 30, which is pretty much where the Hamilton-Wenham Generals took the ball over on downs in the first quarter that led to their touchdown. And they lead here in a rapidly moving first half, 9:07 to play in the first half.
I wish you hadn't said that.
What, the rapidly moving
part?
Yeah,
you know how that works.
7-0. Hamilton-Wenham over Bishop Fenwick, a matchup of two Division VI teams who play in two different conferences.
North Shore Sports Sign on Monday night. We'll have our football preview show this week as well. We've got live broadcast on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with Connections and on Friday morning at 10 a.m. with Trending Now with Josh Arnold. First and 10 for Fenwick. Right now, looking at the scoreboard, moving from left to right. Bright back in the pistol with two receivers split to the left. One man in the backfield to help out with the blocking. And it's a handoff. No, it's a keeper. And that's not Bright, is it? Yes, it is. That's Delvecchio. Derek Delvecchio carried the ball.
Well, he did until Michael Crowley got... Michael Crowley hit the quarterback in the backfield as he was handing the ball off, and Delvecchio was able to squib up ahead.
So Delvecchio, well, he got five. He got five to the 35. So the question is, where is Bright on the field? Was he out as a receiver? I don't know. Delvecchio is the quarterback at the moment. Clock moving. And
Bright's over on the far sideline.
Then he's not as a receiver, is he? All right, so the quarterback is Delvecchio. They're going to split Keegan O'Connor way out wide right, two receivers off to the left. And Delvecchio is the quarterback. Running back is Cifuentes to his right. Here comes the rush by Hamilton Wenham. Oh, man, it is a schoolhouse jam, fired incomplete, out of bounds, as the intended receiver was O'Connor at the 49. But really, Delvecchio was just trying to get rid of it. Man, that was a Chinese fire drill.
Now Monahan put all kinds of pressure on him. Now, that was virtually the same play as in the first play from scrimmage. This time, though, Hamilton Wenham got two defenders back in, forced the quarterback out of his pocket, had to come to the near sideline, and he was able to fire the ball up to about the 50, but also into the Hamilton Wenham bench directly below us.
8:08 left to go, first half. Clock stopping with the incompletion. And the near stands, yeah, they're not big stands either. They're kind of short, but they're mostly full now. On just a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Not even fall yet. Keeper by Delvecchio, following his blocking outside to the 40. Stutter steps, oh, he's clobbered at the 43-yard line. But he gets the first down.
He got through four tackles and was finally brought down by Evan Bucci.
And put it at the 40... 44. So that's a 9-yard gain for Delvecchio, who's in the game at quarterback. And Delvecchio is a junior, 5'8", 175, from Saugus, Massachusetts.
Dylan Mullins going over. I wouldn't say he's limping, Rick, but he went over a little gingerly to the far sideline.
Alrighty then. Matt DiBiase is at center. No, I'm sorry, it's Matt Juneau at center. Delvecchio only about 3 yards off the line of scrimmage in a shotgun. Hand off to Cifuentes, nothing. Oh, and Delvecchio was just hammered on the fake. Man, he was whumped by Tom Monahan.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot as Hamilton Wenham in this possession has been able to get through the offensive line, but this time when they were running up the gut, Ben Liphart was right there, 6 foot, 250-pound senior, and that ball wasn't going much more than a foot or two. Which brings up second down and 9 from the 44.
Delvecchio still a quarterback. This time they flip-flop with the receivers wide right, two receivers on the near side, ball midway between the hash marks. Delvecchio. Hands off. No, it's a fake on the play action. Complete over the middle. And it is close to the first down. Out to about the 45-yard line.
Cam Peach came up and made the tackle. That he's going to pay the price a little bit. He does appear to be down on the ground, so we're going to have a stoppage in play here with 6 minutes and 18 seconds remaining to play in the first half. We will finish the scoreboard from last night on the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. It's Canton 42, Pawtucket Regional 7, Gloucester 29, Revere 8, Linvotech 34, Pope John the 23rd nothing, and Georgetown beats Boston Tech by a score of 18-14. Halftime, we're going to talk to Brian Roach from the Boston Herald to talk about high school football and the sports scene. But you look at these matchups early on in this season, and you have teams that you would never fathom would play each other in a regular season, like Pawtucket going to Canton.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're just, when you see them, you go, is that absolutely right? At least, like Norwell and Amesbury, can you find two teams that are further away geographically?
We should point out it was Cam Peach who made the stop. He's not still down. Number 44 on Fenwick is. He's going to be up and okay. And maybe at the halftime we can find out who's wearing the jersey. But nobody knows. He's not on the roster, and we didn't get it from Coach Woods. Very close to a first down on the nice play-action fake by Delvecchio to number 44 in white. 7-0 is the score, 6-18 left to go first half. Ball is inches short of the first down at the Hamilton Wenham 47.
Third down and less than a yard from the Crusaders from the Hamilton Wenham 46-yard line.
Generals held. Held Fenwick to three and out on the second possession. Fenwick has one first down on this possession. They started the drive at their own 30. And they've been mixing it up, going with the eye, going with the shotgun a couple of times pro set. Right now they're back in the shotgun. Two receivers wide left, one receiver on the right side. Cifuentes in the backfield with Delvecchio for the Crusaders. And it is a fake by Delvecchio to Cifuentes. Gets the first down easily to the 43-yard line.
Interesting play call. Third and very short. Go into the shotgun. Creates the opening for the quarterback to make the run. Runs over the right side, gets over midfield, and is down to the 43.
I just have to check here, make sure our connections are okay, Marty.
Okay. While you're doing that, we will invite folks to join us next Friday night. Beverly will be at Gloucester. That will be our video game here on MSONewsSports.com. And Tim Kearns and I will be at Peabody for Danvers and Peabody. Peabody on the short side last night, Danvers on the long side.
First and 10, there's the I formation now for Delvecchio. Well, it looked like the fullback left early, but not. Delvecchio keeps it. He's tripped up at the 40.
Delvecchio keeps up the right side, tripped up.
Drew a lot of activity through the middle of the line, which opened up the run on the right side, the space on the right side.
Well, the running one looks to be an option, and the quarterback is tucking it in and out of the stomach of the running backs. Number 44 coming back into the game. That's good to see.
Michael Crowley with the tackle for the Hamilton Wenham Generals.
Gain of 3 to the 40, just short of the 40. Second and 7. This is the deepest that Fenwick has gotten inside of Hamilton Wenham real estate. First running back. Oh, man. Good night. No gain as it
Phil
was
Durgan.
The Rancho. Whoa.
I could feel that hit from Durgan all the way up here. Phil Durgan, a 5'10 senior, 200 pounds. I will say one thing for Hamilton Wenham on the defense. They've got a lot of big, solid guys out there.
They got some good size. They do. 4 minutes left to go in the half. Third and 7. Delvecchio still the quarterback. I set up behind him. One receiver out to the right this time. And this is the option. Delvecchio keeps it. He pitches it back and running for his life backwards in the other direction is Cifuentes. He loses all the way back to the 49-yard line.
Tim Schiavelli, an awful lot of credit for Hamilton Wenham. He made the pop just as that lateral was going back. I think the direction might have been another foot or two towards the intended receivers, maybe left. As it was, he had to reach for the ball, gather it in, come back, and got chased all the way back. And they're going to mark him down at the 47.
Fenwick will punt. Cam Peach. And Jake Lanciani back at their 15-yard line in twin safeties. 3 minutes left to go in the half. And this is an end-over-end punt that comes down to Lanciani, right side to the 10, cuts it back to the middle, and he runs about 30 yards to gain 3. I think it's going to be about the 13.
That's Bryson Calla, who stayed in pursuit with him and brought him back down. With 2:52 to play in a 7-0 Hamilton-Wenham lead here.
Well, just the one drive, one touchdown drive so far. Back at in the first quarter, starting at 4:27 of the fourth, first. And that's it, with Lanciani scoring from 29 yards out. Billy Whalen the pass. Now they're on the far hash mark. Ball is, they say it's at the, what, the 17? Okay, I'll go with that, because I really can't tell. Looking into the sunlight, and there are no yard markers, just the numerals every 10 yards. So Peach is in motion from right to left, and this is a running play to the right, and it might get some big yardage. Oh, and just outside to about the 25. Riccio almost broke that.
Keegan O'Connor got him by the shin, I would have to say, and there was a little stumble for another couple of yards. They got it up for the 9-yard pickup and set up the second and one.
Just stumbling forward and just got tripped up. So it's at, what is it, 23 maybe? 24, 25? I can't tell where it is.
I would say it's at like the 27 or 28.
All right, and there's another run play that's going to be close to the first down.
Yeah, because that's the 30. First down is at the 29. And we're going to have a measurement here.
Riccio carried again. And it would be close to the 27.
And
congratulations to the Hamilton Wenham volleyball team on their 3-0 start to the season.
The end of the first quarter on the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. Lynn English leads Beverly by a score of 6-0.
I've never heard a high school band attempt Led Zeppelin before. Most interesting. All right, it's a first down.
Back in action here, first and 10 for Hamilton.
For the Generals, with 2:10 left to go in the first half, they're leading by 7. Run play is going to be stopped before it starts.
Yeah.
That usually means it's on the offense, but I don't think the officials were ready to let the play get underway. I don't see any flags. I think it's just a false start on the officials. Yeah, that's it. Now we're ready to play. Okay.
Okay.
So bring it back.
First game jitters for everybody.
I think the clock ran down about 3 seconds, but that's all right. We won't tell anybody. Just a beautiful day here at Hamilton Wenham High School on this first football weekend in September. Game starting a little bit earlier than they used to do way back. Split backfield, hand off to the second back, and spun around, breaking tackles and getting more yardage up to about the 35-yard line is Ian Coffey running with it, breaking tackles. And he's short of the first down, but he did get out of bounds.
Derek Del Vecchio had him around the waist, spun him around, and I don't know whether it was his momentum took him, but he got away. And got another 3 yards off of it. So
well,
the gain is 9.
Yeah, give him 9. Very close to the first down.
No, it's 7 now where they marked the
stick. I know. This
stick.
Yeah. So where is the ball? It's at
the 36.
35, 36. Okay. Line of scrimmage was the 28 about. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So give him 8. It'll be 2nd and 2.
The one thing I do trust is the two yard markers on the far side are 10 yards apart.
Well, they better be. And those are, what are they called? Minor officials, they call them?
Yeah.
So we have a timeout. I don't know who called it, but there is a timeout clock stop with 1:39 left to go in the half. Oh, no, maybe there wasn't a timeout because now they're right back. I'm so confused.
Last point net at 7. Second down and 3.
All right, so Coffey's going to split out to the right. Peach is in the slot to the left with Mullen further outside to the left. Back in the pistol is Whalen. He's back at about the 30. Looks to his left. Pumps, waiting for a receiver to get open. He does, Mullen at the 40, at the 30, and wrapped up at the 25-yard line. Telegraphed where it was going to go, didn't make any difference. And
flag
now we have a penalty.
Afterwards,
yep.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, going to be on Fenwick for unsportsmanlike.
Dylan Mullen had Billy Whalen and just drilled him. Now, Mullen was back there with Derek Delvecchio, I believe, that back there in coverage. But it was perfectly timed to pass and right in the exact spot where they wanted it to go for this big completion.
And I think I said, it was Lanciani with a reception at any rate. So another, yep, another 42 yards in the air.
So they'll put the 10 yards, they'll put the unsportsmanlike on after the reception. The ball was marked at about the 24-yard line, so we'll watch as they step it off inside the 20, down to about the 12-yard line. So the reception was made at the 22. They'll mark off the 10, and it is first and 10 from the 12 for the Generals.
Well, this is painful for Bishop Fenwick. Big reception. I'll tell you, Whalen wasn't looking at anybody else except for Lanciani, just waiting for him to get open. Had the time and just waiting. And then he hit him in stride. Good defensive play actually prevented the touchdown at the 25.
Generals have taken a short time out here. And next Saturday afternoon, we have more high school football here as Triton will be playing at Swampscott. That is a 12 noon game. We were talking about different start times. This one started at 2. You have some schedules that said it was a 1 o'clock game. The Beverly English game was originally posted at 7 o'clock tonight, but that one is running a little bit behind this one, so they will be getting close to halftime as well at that one. I'm Marty Smith. And Rick Moore along for the play-by-play of the Hamilton-Wenham Generals as they host the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders, first and 10. For the Generals from the Hamilton-Wenham 12.
Well, midway between the hash marks, and Bill Whalen brings the team. He gets under center, and he's got Lanciani split to the left. A penalty marker flies. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. There's an unsportsmanlike conduct call on one of the Bishop Fenwick players, and I think he may have been ejected. It's Mullen. He's been thrown out of the game. Before the play started.
Well, he was lined up on his right side, right out by the 10-yard marker, and the official who was working on this side blew the whistle through the flag and motioned him out. So,
Coach Woods is not happy.
Have been said that is not allowed in the dictionary.
Now, they stepped off. Is it down to the 6 now?
Half the distance.
Down to the 6-yard line. Good heavens. Wow, that's a stunner. So anyway, Peaches in motion, run play to the right. Cutting against the grain, touchdown for Hamilton Wenham, Andrew Riccio. 6 yards, touchdown run. On the counter to the left, 6 yards away. And that's a very fast 5-play. 83-yard touchdown drive.
And the backbreaker for Bishop Fenwick, if you're them. Two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, essentially in the same play.
Counterplay is everything moved to the right. He just cut it back across the green to the left. Lanciani gets the extra point. It's 14-0 with a minute and 20 left to go in the half.
So 14-0 with a minute 20 seconds left to play in the first half here, as the sun has stayed out despite some puffy clouds and sun-drenched Hamilton, Massachusetts. I almost said Hamilton, New York. It's been a long time for that. Minute and 20 seconds to play here in the first
half. Did you have to drive out there recently?
No, I was in the late 70s the last time I did a football
okay.
game in Hamilton, New York.
All right. It's funny when that
no
kicks
idea
back
why
in.
Why that happened.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that little flashback? Oh, my. Alrighty then. 14-0. Hamilton won them. Very impressive and very weird to see Fenwick deconstructing there a little bit on that series. And won't keep repeating, but one of the Fenwick players has been ejected. Must have said something. You're not allowed to taunt. You're not allowed to use bad language out there, I guess. And it was a one-on-one with the Hamilton Wenham receiver set up across from the Fenwick defender. Official threw a flag before the play started and ejected the Fenwick player. So, Lanciani will kick off from right to left with Hamilton Wenham leading 14-0. Line drive hits at the 15. Scooped up at the 20 to the 25. And, continuing a nice run back out to about the 32 as Angel Martinez. 5'8", 165, freshman. It was Martinez out there earlier. And he gets it out to the 22-yard line.
Sometimes I like sport autocorrect, and sometimes I don't. This time I do. 1 minute and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Take a break at halftime, and then have the chance. We have a little bit of an interview remaining to run from the pregame where this game started early, and then we'll talk to Brian Roach from the Boston Herald.
Run play for Fenwick. Cifuentes getting nothing. As the line of scrimmage is the Fenwick 32-yard line after the run back by Martinez. So a minute left to go in this first half. 14-0. Hamilton went on top with a timeout.
Michael Crowley with the first hit on the tackle, and the second one was Henry Shabili for the Hamilton Wenham Generals.
Coach Paul Ingram last night was saying that one thing about Coach Pugh is that Gloucester had good luck with against Masconomet back in the early 2000s, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 were in when they began the series. But each year it got tougher and tougher. I think Paul beat him four times, but each year, and he beat him in the playoffs a couple of times, it got tougher and tougher as Coach Pugh would make adjustments. And I think they won by, on a last-second touchdown, the most recent time that the two played when Coach Ingram and Coach Pugh were coaching against each other. And a wise man, talking with Jim Pugh, he's so quiet and reserved, yeah. And such a polite gentleman, yep. That it belies the fact that he's a football coach, I guess. Because I don't think you can have that demeanor, you know, all the time on the field. But he's done a great job, as has Coach Woods on the other side. Coach Woods also the athletic director at Bishop Fenwick, and an incredibly successful athletic program. Second and 10 on the far hash mark. Fenwick moving from left to right, scoreless up to this point. Run play off of left tackle. Oh, man, big fullback getting out to the 35 to the 42-yard line. And that's the first real good gain in a long time for Fenwick.
Tom McDonald really made that play, Rick, because he opened up the hole. There was an original hit back at about the 36, 37-yard line. McDonald, who plays in the middle of the offensive line, got up, cleared away a bunch of guys in blue and white, and made it possible for probably three or four more yards on the second effort.
Naranjo, 9 yards. He had 17 yards on two carries on the first possession for Fenwick. So he is a bull running off of left tackle. He is the fullback in the eye. Fenwick, Hamilton Wenham showing blitz, but Naranjo again, left tackle. He just drags tacklers across the 45 to the 47. Minute 18 left to go.
First down run by Luis Naranjo. Pick up of about 5. First down attempt for Fenwick from their own 48.
Going to put it out to the 48.
We're in fast time now, about 11 seconds left, so we may get one more play off here, as I think Fenwick may have called a timeout.
2 seconds, 1 second, and they're going to let it go. That's it. The half is over. So at the half from Hamilton Wenham High School, the Hamilton Wenham Generals are leading the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders by a score of 14-0. We'll take a break and come back with some halftime information and chatter.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright Double Hung Insert Window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
MSONewsSports.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSONewsSports or on Facebook. And you can always email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com.
A beautiful sun-drenched afternoon continues here in Hamilton, Massachusetts. Hamilton Wenham is leading the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders by a score of 14-0 in a game that would be marked primarily by two unsportsmanlike conducts in the first half on the same, essentially the same play, which gave Hamilton Wenham 10 yards on the penalty and then 6 on the second one. It was half the distance to the goal line, which set up the second touchdown, which was a 6-yard run by Hamilton Wenham's Andrew Riccio. And that has put the Generals up on top by a score of 14-0. Looking ahead on the schedule for these two teams, for Hamilton Wenham, they'll be at North Reading next week, then Greater Lawrence here in Hamilton, then at Amesbury, then Georgetown at home, Manchester Essex at home, and then on the road for the final two of the regular schedule, at Linfield, and then they end up the end of October, Halloween weekend, just before Halloween weekend, at Manchester Essex. On the other side, Bishop Fenwick, after their Division 6 tilt here today, has Dedham at home over in Peabody, then will be at Pentucket, then at Arlington Catholic, home to Archbishop Williams, home to Austin Prep, then at Spelman, and then home to St. Mary's, the Lynn and Peabody rivalry going on there. A decent-sized crowd here this afternoon. Hamilton Wenham has more or less filled up the bleachers directly in front of us, and across the way the bleachers are about a third to one-half full. We've got Brian Roach going to join us as soon as he's done with his housekeeping from his regular job at the Boston Herald. We'll talk a little bit about the changes in high school football this season. We've gone to a different conference nomenclature this season, and there have been a lot of teams that have been moved around, and I think the best document that I've seen outlining all of this actually came from Steve Krause of the Lynn Item a little while ago, where he's talking about all of the impacts on the different rivalries and what has happened, particularly in the Northeastern Conference, and what has happened to the particularly the two Lynn teams. We do have, on our other side, we have Beverly at Lynn English in our broadcast game this afternoon.
All right, just again going over the scoring here, as Moynihan Lumber scoreboard is going to be brought to you by the Moynihan family all season long. Hamilton Wenham scoring with 1:12 left to go in the first quarter, result of a 7-play, 78-yard touchdown march. It was Jake Lanciani, 29-yard reception from quarterback Billy Whalen. and that made it 7-0 at that point. Second touchdown came off of Jake Riccio, Riccio's counterplay after a big pass play that covered 42 yards. Lanciani was involved in that one as well, with Whalen throwing it. But as Marty mentioned, two incredible penalties pushing the ball down to the Bishop Fenwick 6-yard line, and Riccio on a counterplay, it was student body right, he cut it back across the green to the left and just walked into the end zone from 6 yards out. Six plays, 83 yards, minute and 20 seconds left to go in the half, and Lanciani added the extra point both times. 14-0 is where we stand. 200 yards of offense, total offense for Bishop Fenwick, check it, for Hamilton Wenham right now, 197 to be exact, 84 yards of offense for Bishop Fenwick, and the other individual standout individually for statistics would be Jake Lanciani, two catches for 71 yards. But very hard-hitting game, tremendous defense by Hamilton Wenham, and so far, don't know what happened to Corey Bright. He came out very early in the after the first quarter. It was Delvecchio at quarterback, Derek Delvecchio at quarterback, a senior for Bishop Fenwick in the entire second quarter, and he primarily ran the ball, did not throw it. So don't know what's going on with Bright, but we do know that number 44 on your program is Michael Sellards, who is one of the captains of Bishop Fenwick, 6'1", 190. He was shaken up in the first half, but came back to join back in.
We're going to be joined in a second here by Brian Roach from the Boston Herald, and more recently from ESPN in Manchester, right, in New Hampshire, ESPN. Welcome to MSO Web Radio, and let me get your thoughts on the first half.
Yeah, I thought Hamilton Wenham really owned the first half. Bishop Fenwick really didn't move the ball that well. What concerns me is Corey Bright not playing for Bishop Fenwick, and that's really been their go-to. So.
Yeah, he's close to a record.
Right.
He's only three touchdowns short, I think, right, of the school record.
And they've been running the ball a ton, too. So there must be something wrong with Bright for them not to be using him, utilizing him, especially he got the first two drives, and then mm-hmm. he hasn't been on the field since.
It's been some interesting play calling we've seen, where they had the on third and very short, went to the shotgun, opened up the room,
right,
and just they were able to get more than they needed a couple of feet.
Right.
They got probably 4 or 5 yards off of that pickup. What do you think in the second half?
Hopefully Bright can come out there just to open things up a little bit with his arm, because that's really the only way I can see them really getting back into this, because Hamilton Wenham has done some great things defensively and has held their own offensively. Sure, Bishop Fenwick helped with those penalties late in that second quarter. But
talking to Brian Roach of the Boston Herald, now you've got a far less provincial view of high school football than
yes.
we do, because we spend a lot of time, we spend all of our time on the North Shore. You
right.
go around eastern Massachusetts at least,
yes.
and last night you were down in central part of the state.
Yeah.
It's only the first weekend, I realize. What's the feeling amongst the guys that cover the sport, and maybe the people that you've talked to, about yet another realignment in high school football?
I mean, year after year it changes. I've been there for, this is my fifth season,
okay.
and I've seen changes year after year. And the way the playoffs have changed, the way the divisions have changed, is mind-boggling to me. I didn't even see the playoffs before that, where the Thanksgiving game was like in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
and it messed everything up. So, I mean, I thought that the changes they made have been good so far. Maybe some teams, divisions, and just alignments of conferences have changed so dramatically, with schools losing basically attendance and all that.
Rick Moore was talking early on when we first started here this afternoon that Gloucester has dropped down a couple of divisions, if you will, because
yep.
they only have 800 kids in the school now, and when we first started doing this, it was 1,400. So you're right on with the enrollments, particularly in some of the, well, now the smaller schools
right,
out there.
Not
so
even
it does
enrollments, it's just football attendance in general.
Yeah.
My boss, Danny Ventura, put out a piece yesterday about how people have gone to, like, golf and soccer because of the injury history and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
One of the programs only dresses 28. One of the programs last night, Millis, Hopedale, they only dress 28. And so if you don't have a lot of people playing, there's going to be more injury risk, too, because you're out there longer.
And do you think that some of that is is all of this conversation about the concussions and the kids aren't playing it, or are we going to blame it on the internet and video games and Xbox and PlayStation and people sitting there twiddling their thumbs?
I mean, it's partly that, but it's also the injury risk. I feel like that's the biggest concern, especially with parents. I think parents don't want their kids playing it. They take them out, and they don't want them to get injured, because I mean, if you look at the pro level too, you can see all the risks with concussions and everything. So
there's, and when you look back, there are family traditions in a lot of Eastern Mass schools,
right?
And when I say family traditions, it's now grandfathers,
right?
And then fathers,
yep.
And then kids,
yes.
That have all played ball. And I wonder if that's we're going to start seeing that where you see it in the NFL, you have guys that retire,
right.
That they're probably not coming out and saying it, but they're retiring because they're tired of getting their bell rung.
Right.
So I wonder if these guys that played high school and maybe D3 college or something like that,
mm-hmm.
are looking at the game, looking at what's happened to the size of the people,
right.
And the speed at which the game is played, and they're saying, well, I'm not sure I want my kid number, the fourth,
yeah.
to be the fourth one in the family line to be playing the game.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a very small school that didn't have a football team, so I didn't get the chance. I played baseball, I played soccer, mm-hmm. I played basketball, and I mean, all sports have a chance of getting injured. I mean, I'm still dealing with an injury from high school that I still haven't dealt with, but I have a bad knee. But I understand the risks of playing sports and all that, but I don't know. The family history thing might be an interesting way to go, because the fathers could be like, look, I don't want you playing, because the players are way faster now. They're stronger. There's quicker ways to develop strength and all that. So
we watch too, and I'm doing more of it now than I probably have in the past, where you have. Typically in high school, kids play more than one sport.
Right.
But now I'm seeing more of the guys that some of the football players are becoming lacrosse players, which
yes.
is something I wouldn't have thought about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I didn't see that natural tie, but there's a lot of interest in lacrosse now, even at the high school level, and that program is getting a lot more attention. Is that also a reaction to football, or just the sport has finally built up enough of its own critical mass?
I think it's something to just keep people active in the off season, so that they keep their speed up, they keep their agility up, they make it so that they can just basically, so they're not doing nothing in the off season. Sure, there probably are programs where you can do football in the off season, but it's probably more fun for the kids to play another sport, to try to win another championship.
We're talking to Brian Roach here. We're at halftime. We're going to have this opening kickoff of the third quarter. I want to thank you for coming by. The other thing, you know, people come up to us and say, thanks for doing all of this.
Yeah.
We've got to give the Herald of Danny Ventura a heck of a lot of credit
yeah.
for putting the resources out here. You know, we're doing Hamilton, Wenham, Bishop, Fenwick, and the Sunday Herald has a reporter here.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you all.
All right, we're ready to go to start the second half. Thank you, Brian. Very informative and a lot of fun here. It's 14-0. Hamilton Wenham leading Bishop Fenwick. Onside kick, and goes out of bounds after being touched by a general at the 45-yard line. That was definitely an onside kick, and I'm trying to see who got his hand. It was Finn Brophy, a sophomore, went off his shoulder and out of bounds. So it will be general's ball. Well, now they're throwing a flag saying it went out of bounds, but I'm pretty sure it went off a Hamilton Wenham player, so there shouldn't be a penalty.
Well,
illegal procedure, yeah, they're going to say it went out of bounds without touching a player, so they're going to kick it again. Well, we've seen some strange things today. Or take it where it went out of bounds.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's better. Yeah,
that's
all right,
they're
so
gonna
they're
going to
say yeah. So yeah. It stays there. All right, never mind.
Never mind.
And Rosanna Dana. All right, 10:59. It took a second off the clock, but give it 11 minutes. We're starting at the Hamilton Wenham 47-yard line with the Generals leading 14-0. And we have the same quarterback, and run play gets nothing. Wrapped up in the backfield is Phil Durgan. Just a counter play off to the left. He gets zero. And
middle,
do it again.
22,
ball is at the 47. Second. Actually, he loses a yard to the 46. So it'll be second and 11.
Michael Sellards, who is all over the field in the first half, starts the second half off in the same way.
Up front, it's Evan Bucci, Ben Liphart, Henry Smith, Tom Monahan, and Matt Wieman. The front line for the Hamilton Wenham Generals, Billy Whalen. Quarterback, Ian Coffey, Andrew Riccio, Jake Lanciani, Cam Peach, Mike Crowley, Phil Durgan, all getting in some action. As split way out to the left side is Lanciani. Two catches for 71 yards so far in this one. I formation. Play action. Once again, it's a left-handed pass. Complete fingertip catch at the 45-yard line of Fenwick.
And
gets another yard or so. Does Michael Crowley to the 43. Terrific catch by Crowley.
Good coverage by Derek Delvecchio. As soon as it's actually was not quite a fingertip catch, but he certainly caught it below his knees, and Delvecchio was there to stop it, but it's first and 10 from the 42. Moynihan Lumber scoreboard update at halftime. St. John's Prep is on top 14-0.
Whalen now is up 5 out of 7 for 137 yards, including a touchdown pass. And off tailback, got some big running play, some room here down to the 35-yard line. Riccio with the carry, close to another first down.
Cifuentes has him by the ankles, brings him down Aranjo.
8-yard gain. Sorry.
That's okay.
8-yard gain for Riccio. Ball just across the 35. Shades under the trees on the far side. A lot of people on the bank over there, off to our right behind the goal, down there with the concession stand is and the scoreboard. I set up behind Whalen. Hand off tailback Riccio. He's got room left side. 30, 25 stutter steps down to the 21-yard line. Another first down.
George Piscatoris is the difference between that being brought down after 15 yards and it going a lot longer. Piscatoris has had a pretty decent afternoon defensively. A 6-foot, 180-pound junior for Bishop Fenwick.
Well, didn't think to count up Riccio's yards, but he's doing the workload right now. Inside 9 minutes, second half just underway. First possession, ball is at the 21-yard line, halfway between the hash marks, as Hamilton Wenham moving from right to left. Whalen under center. He's going to hand off to Riccio again. This time he's dumped right at the line of scrimmage, maybe lost a yard.
Riccio with 27 yards in the first half. But six yards of it was the touchdown that put Hamilton Wenham up on top by a score of 13-0. Lead it now 14-0 with 8:25 to play in the third.
So you make friends with the writers and they give us stats.
Yes.
I like that. That's pretty cool. Well, the clock is moving at 8:15. Whalen came over to the sideline to talk to Coach Pugh. I want to thank Coach Pugh and also Craig Genualdo for their hospitality here at Hamilton Wenham. Of course, much thanks to Dave Woods. For the same reasons over at Bishop Fenwick, he is the athletic director and the football coach. I set up Whalen, looks to his right this time, shoots it complete out to Camp Peach. He goes out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. And it looks like a Cifuentes once again on the defense.
Keegan O'Connor back there as well.
Right at the first down marker. Pick up of about 10.
Little square out. Ball's just short of the 10, call it the 11. And so, 6 out of 8, 147 yards now for Whalen. Mercy. And, Corey Bright's been nursing an injury, and I guess that's the reason he is not in the game or didn't play in the second quarter.
Another update from the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard, English 21, Beverly 7.
Keeper up the middle for Whalen. He is, oh man, upended. I mean upended.
Keeps up the middle.
But he gets to about to the 5, I think.
Picks up the first down, gain of about 4. Bring up a first down goal for the Generals.
Looks like it's at about the 5, maybe. Can you?
It looks like the 9-yard line.
Well, I stand. No, it's way it's inside the 9.
Yeah, it's about the 7, maybe.
Well, it's not way inside the 9. I'm sorry. It is. Yeah, we'll give it a 7. So about a 4-yard gain. For Whalen.
Keegan O'Connor picked Whalen up like he was a sack of potatoes and just
dropped him on his head. All right, Twins to the left side in the slot. is Anthony Palazzola. Lanciani split to the left, Twins out to the right. Shotgun, handoff, run play, and that's going to go down to about the 3-yard line. Carrying it was Phil Durgan.
Up the middle, number 22, Phil Durgan. Pickup of about 8 down near the goal line.
Kenny again on the tackle for the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders as the sun has gone in. We've got a kind of nasty-looking cloud coming in from our right.
Going to put it at the 2-yard line, so it'll be second and goal from the 2. Yeah, clouds all around. I think we're going to lose the sun soon. But it's opening drive for Hamilton Wenham that started not that far back, actually. Started from their own 47 as the ball went out of bounds on what looked to be an onside kick. Second and goal from the 2. Whalen drops it, picks it up, and he's going to scramble, runs back to the 10, fake pump, goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Whalen.
George Fiskatoris got him, but not before he broke the plane. And actually, Fiskatoris threw him right onto the bumper on the marker. But that was pretty heads-up play by the Hamilton Wenham Generals, and they take a 20-0 lead here.
Did that little pump fake to freeze the defender for 1 second as he was scrambling, and he was able to just dive past the pylon, as they say. And so Whalen adds a score, and the score is increased to 20-0. For Whalen, just a 2-yard run to the left. And that was a 9-play, 53-yard touchdown drive for the Generals, increasing their lead, add 53. And another Lanciani kick, 21-0.
With 6:22 left in the third quarter.
So we add 53 yards, and we're up to 250 yards total offense for the Hamilton Wenham Generals, 84 for Fenway.
How about a hand for those general cheerleaders?
Our score update here, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plashtown, New Hampshire. Jake Lanciani scoring the opening touchdown for Hamilton Wenham. Andrew Riccio in the second quarter, and now Billy Whalen here in the third quarter. Cheerleaders ain't going to make it. They got to go 21 push-ups. A couple of them are faking it. They're not really doing push-ups. Come on. A couple of them really are doing push-ups. Oh, my.
I'm tired just watching.
And they got these heavy outfits, long sleeves on, too. Oh, my. Well, there's some athletes. They get a nice round of applause from the near side crowd. 21-0. Hamilton won them over Bishop Fenwick. And there's the boot by Lanciani. Again, a line drive. Hits at the 15. Check it at the 20. Return to the 25-30. Down the sideline. Out to midfield. And once again, it is the freshman, Angel Martinez, 5'8", 165. He's a freshman from Lynn. Man, he almost broke that thing, brought it from the 20 all the way out to the 50. Terrific return by the freshman. First possession of the second half now for Bishop Fenwick, and they are right at midfield. And for the Crusaders, we'll have to see who is the quarterback. It is Derek DelVecchio at quarterback. Up front, it's Tom McDonald, Ian Connor, Tom Hazard, Matt Juno, and Matt DiBiase. Cifuentes in the backfield. Sellard is number 44, not 84, and good to see that he's okay. He's been nursing an injury as well. The up back is Naranjo. He gets the call. Fullback blasting forward off of left tackle, and he gets almost 10 yards down to the 40.
Wow.
What a force.
Up the middle by number 33, Luis Naranjo. Out close to it. Bishop Fenwick first down.
Naranjo is listed at 5'8", 210 from Everett. They're going to give it just short, inches short of the first down at the Hamilton Wenham, just shy of the 40. They'll give him 9, second and 1. Clock rolling down here in the third quarter with 5:40 left to go. Ball on the far hash mark. Fenwick moving from left to right. Mishandle of the play there was, but it's a first down. As the freshman gets the call, that's Martinez. He almost dropped it, but still gets the first down. So they're driving, and Hamilton Wenham now moving back on defense. Bishop Fenwick needs to get on the board. They were threatening earlier, but
actually, halftime might have come at a good time for them to get their composure back as well. Come out, start with a fresh second half. They didn't have the ball to start the second half, but here's their first series on offense of the second half.
4 yard gain for the freshman. I still think that fullback leaving early, but anyway, the tailback gets the call this time. I think it's Cifuentes. Positive yardage to the 37.
And up the middle again to Angel Martinez.
No, it's Martinez in there in place of Cifuentes.
Second down.
Andrew Riccio with the tackle for the Hamilton Wenham Generals.
It's at the 34. 3 yard gain, so second down and seven. Well, they give him another yard. So second and six.
Dan Tobin also in on the stop.
They're going to split O'Connor wide to the right, ball in the far hash mark, I formation. Del Vecchio keeps it on the option. He's going to get a first down, and he gets all the way down to about the 20-yard line. Good read that time by Del Vecchio on the option.
Picked up of about nine, good for a seven first down.
They're going to spot it at the 24. 10-yard gain. First and 10 for Bishop Fenwick. They are on the move, and they desperately need a score with the clock rolling down. They're at the Hamilton Wenham 24. Corey Bright did play in the first quarter. Didn't throw much. I think he might have had two passes. Have to check that out in that first possession. Yeah, he was 0 for 2 and then has not played since. 3:55 left to go. Clock moving. And this time it's a handoff, nothing doing. First back is, I don't know who the first back is. It's a big guy, Naranjo.
Phil Durgan, first one on the ball. One thing, Rick, dialing back to the last touchdown, to the touchdown that ended the first half roughly, Bishop Fenwick also lost one of their stalwarts on offense, who's over on the far side. He's in street clothes after being ejected. He's got his uniform jersey on, but he's in street pants after being ejected. So now Hamilton Wenham, Bishop Fenwick is down two of their starters on offense, and they're moving the ball pretty smartly.
All right, this is the freshman. He stutter steps, gets it outside, and is he slippery? Gets it to the 15-yard line. Terrific run by Angel Martinez. Not going to get the first down, but he got some important yards. It's going to be third and a couple.
Now there is a team in Foxborough that uses the expression "next man up."
Ah, yes. Easier said than done, though, ain't it?
Yeah, I'll say.
It's at the 15, 7-yard gain. If I have it right, I must have gotten something wrong here, but it's third down and three. It is third and three. Martinez is out now, and Cifuentes is back in at tailback with Naranjo, the fullback. He gets the... No, it's the option keeper. It's a pitch out to Cifuentes. Dangerous play as the quarterback, Del Vecchio, went down, and Cifuentes is going to be swarmed under at the 19 for a loss. I'm not sure that was allowed. That might have been a forward pass, because, but in any event, it loses yards with Cifuentes not able to cut the corner.
It was Tom Monahan who made that play, essentially, for Hamilton Wenham. He blew through, got a hold of the quarterback who was on his way down, had the opportunity to get rid of the ball in a maybe forward pass, maybe lateral, and then subsequently the tackle was made anyways, but that thing had a loss from painted on it early on.
Fourth and six. Oh, and Cifuentes can't get out of the backfield. He's tackled way back at the 23.
Yeah, Ben Lippart blew through the right side. Andrew Riccio. Riccio gives Lipoff a little bit of a pat on the back.
And Michael Crowley is coming out of the game bent over.
Yeah.
Not feeling all that well.
Yeah, being attended to by the trainer with 1:51 to play here in the third quarter.
So they take over on downs, do the Generals.
Yeah.
We're up to 113 total yards for Bishop Fenwick. 1:51 left to play now in the third quarter. Ball is at the Hamilton Wenham 21.
We've seen one punt in this football game.
Oh, okay.
Ball's been turned over on downs three times that I can remember.
Well, Fenwick just can't get it into the end zone up to this point. Pump fake. Launches it. Whalen does. Looking for Peach. He can't quite catch up to it at the 45-yard line of Fenwick. Just overthrown.
Now Peach is running with triple coverage. He's got Keegan O'Connor on him. He's got Fabiano on him. And he also has Cifuentes on him. So there's a lot of white jerseys around him. I think that might have slowed him up a little bit. The ball was leading him maybe by a couple of yards off the end of his fingertips.
All righty then. That's Marty Smith. I'm Rick Moore, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We're at Hamilton Wenham High School, where the Generals are leading 21-0 over Bishop Fenwick. Bill Whalen is the quarterback. Now he has split backfield behind him, sort of the offset eye. It's going to be a pitch to the tailback, sweeping to the left, to the 20, to the 25, and out of bounds close to the 30-yard line. Nice run by Coffey. Gets it out to the 32.
Cifuentes makes the tackle or the push out. The clock is running, so he stayed inbound, so Cifuentes will get credit for the tackle.
About a 9-yard gain, third down and one. And once again, Whalen comes over to get the play, and I think Coach Pugh wants a measurement.
Yeah, it's really, from our angle, it's hard to judge because we're missing the references of the hash mark. I'm sure down there it looks a lot different.
Well, Coach Pugh called for a measurement, so we will do that. In what has been a very hard-hitting game, and very, very impressed with the Hamilton Wenham defense. But, again, to be fair, as you mentioned, Marty, Fenwick missing a couple of starters in this game.
Yeah. They're going to be short by at least a football length. So third down and short for the Generals. Football action continues on Friday night. Beverly travels to Gloucester. That will be our video game as well here on MSO News Sports. And then Danvers will be at Peabody. Both 7 o'clock starts on Friday night. And at noon next Saturday, it'll be Triton at Swampscott. That's the 16th of September. Next Friday night's the 15th, in case you happen to be catching this in from a different time zone or on the other side of the international dateline.
Well, you can watch our video if you haven't done that. You can watch it on the app, watch it on your phone if you want to, watch it on your device. You can watch it on our website. You can also watch it on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Live streaming video and all. So don't tell me you can't get it. 56 seconds, clock moving. Peach split to the right. I set up behind Whalen at the 31. Hand off to the tailback. Stuff, not going to get the first down. Well, I shouldn't have said that. I think I have to measure again. Riccio carried it, but I don't know if he got enough to get the first down. Only needed about a foot, as Marty mentioned.
Ian Connor,
they got it,
closed it up, but not before they got the football width or length. So it is first and 10.
I think this will be the last play if they get it off. They might be waiting as the clock is rolling with 20 seconds left to go in the first, in the third quarter, and it's 21-0 Hamilton Wenham. Generals are going to let the quarter expire, and so we will take a break from Hamilton with the score. The Generals 21 and the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders 0. We'll be back with the fourth quarter.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
If you're thinking of replacing the doors and windows in your home, please visit the Door and Window Showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections, and Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
All righty then, we get ready for the fourth quarter with the Generals up by 3 touchdowns. They are in command right now. They have a first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Whalen rolls to his right. Left-handed passer throws across his body. Diving catch by Peach at the 47 or 48-yard line of the Generals.
Wow. Fingertip catch. Peach was moving downfield, turned around all alone in the flats, went on his toes, stretched out, got the ball, and then landed on the ground.
From their own 48.
7 out of 10 for Whalen now. Add another 14, so he's got 161 yards in the air. And it's a 3-touchdown lead. I was surprised that they were throwing, but doing a lot of running so far. That's second pass in this series where they're up and the Generals are up by 3. Once again, Whalen now is in the shotgun, and he will look to his left and launch it way overthrown and almost intercepted way back at the 15-yard line.
Keegan O'Connor off his fingertips. Intended receiver for the Hamilton Wenham Generals was Peach down there, and also had some had Jack Lanciani on the other side as the ball was thrown long. And that's one thing we have seen from the Fenwick defense. When they do air it out long, the defensive secondary for Fenwick does get back down there pretty quickly.
Peach is such a big target. And he's been
6'2", 180.
He's big. Big linebacker as well. So with the incompletion, it's now 2nd and 10. Hamilton won them at their own 37. Big weekend of football on MSO. Check out all our scores and all the updates on the website. Bill Newell with lots of interviews as well. Riccio is the upback, and it's going to be run play across the 50 and driven backwards at a 47-yard line. Coffee with the carry.
Cifuentes broke away from coverage and broke through to break up that play. So it goes for 4. Cifuentes keeps that lane from opening on the right-hand side and making and preventing probably more yardage.
I'm going to put it at the 48. And almost a 5-yard gain. So it's 3rd and a long 5, short 6 at the 48. It's actually close, I don't know, 49?
Yeah.
You can't tell. I formation, one receiver left, one receiver right, tailback gets it, and not this time. No gain for Coffey. Might have lost a yard.
Ian Coffey to carry, met at the line of scrimmage.
That's Ian Connor.
Number 54.
Did lose a
yard. With the tackle and forcing that back for a yard. He had Keegan O'Connor as well in there, and that's a lot of... That's a lot of weight coming down on you. A lot of heft.
So, consistent in the Peach family is the ability to kick. Cam Peach will be punting for the first time today. He is right-footed boot. Oh, man. That's going to send Del Vecchio looking over his shoulder. Ball hits at the 10 and rolls into the end zone. Hits at the 5 and goes into the end zone.
One of those little things that you look at when you're looking away from the ball, it was Cifuentes that kept Hamilton Wenham from downing that ball on the 1 or 2 yard line while the ball was in the air. Hamilton Wenham had a player down there to down the ball because it was a live ball, and Cifuentes just picked him up and pushed him out of the way as the ball bounced into the end zone. So it's the difference between being 1st and 10 from your own 2 and 1st and 10 from your own 20.
Coach Ingram goes crazy over the punts and so on. But that was a good, as you mentioned, good move now with Fenwick bringing it out to their own 20. Haven't penetrated into the end zone yet. 8:47 left to go in the ball game. And the Fenwick Crusaders start from their own 20. And off to the tailback. And Cifuentes is going to be dropped possibly for a loss, maybe a big loss.
Yeah, he's wrapped up and just driven down by Sam Weber there. There's a helmet loose on the ground.
Well, I thought it was 30, but it was 34, Martinez. The freshman loses 3 back to the 17, so that's not what Fenwick wants to do here. We have a timeout being called by the Generals.
Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah.
8:22 to play here in the football game, a 21-0 lead for the Hamilton Wenham Generals over the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders.
Touchdowns by Hamilton Wenham. Lanciani with 1:12 left to go in the first quarter. 29-yard reception from Whalen. In the second quarter, it was Riccio on a counterplay. 6-yard touchdown drive with 1:20 a touchdown march. 6-yard touchdown. I can't hear myself. With 1:20 left to go in the half. And then Billy Whalen, a 2-yard keeper. with 6:22 left to go in the third. And that's where we are at this point, 21-0 with the Generals on top. Hamilton Wenham, 279 yards of total offense, 113 yards of total offense for Bishop Fenwick.
On the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard, out of town, Hamilton... At half, it's Lexington 28 and Brockton 7.
Huh?
High school football.
Lexington over Brockton?
Lexington 28, Brockton 7 from Sean Brennan of the Boston Herald.
How's that happen?
Passing that on. Hey, stranger things we have seen this weekend, or maybe
Lexington
we haven't.
Lexington over Brockton. Wow. Okay, well.
Just underway in the second half.
Second and 13 for Fenwick at their own 17 on the far hash mark. They're going from right to left. Quarterback Del Vecchio keeps it on the option, fakes the pitch, and he's tackled for about a one-yard gain. Oh, my goodness. Just can't get it rolling.
Derek Del Vecchio, the ball carried next by number 64.
Brockton has just scored, and it's now 28-7.
Number 64, Thomas Monahan.
Also on the scoreboard at the end of one, Everett 8 and Zavarian nothing.
You're getting as good as Kearns on that thing.
No, not quite.
Not quite. But you're working on it. You're getting there.
First day. Rookie jitters.
Third and 11 for Bishop Fenwick. 7.5 left to go in the ball game. Run play stuffed after a yard or two. I think that is. Let me see. It is. It is. No, that was Naranjo that time. Naranjo, the big guy,
and
stop.
Durgan and Bucci.
So he gets a couple to the 22, maybe a three-yard gain. It'll be fourth down, forcing the Crusaders to punt.
Ben Lippart looking at the crowd on the near on our side, which is the near side, telling them, let's get into this thing. Let's hear some noise.
Seven minutes left to go in the game, and this will be a punt from about the 15-yard line. And it's an end-over-end kick that hits at the 50, fielded by Peach with shortstop-like hands across the 50, down the sideline, 40, cuts it to the middle, and stopped at the 39. So, short field for Hamilton Wenham now.
Colin,
that's 6:43.
Colin Cargill and Ian Connor make the tackle after about a 10-yard return on that punt.
Now, realistically... all the Generals need to do is get a few first downs. They don't obviously need to score leading 21-0. Need to run the clock out at this point.
Yep.
And a very impressive performance.
And they're on the Bishop Fenwick side of midfield. It's first and 10 from the Fenwick 40.
Yeah, I think I said the 30. I did say that. No. 39, 40. Okay,
40,
we'll call
yeah.
it the 40. All right, so I was reading Nick Kukru the other day, and he pointed out how many shutouts there were in the first weekend of high school football last year, and then the same thing has happened this year. We had two shutouts last night in our broadcast games. Tailback for Hamilton Wenham gets the handoff and doesn't get any yardage. I think we got a new jersey in there.
Colby
Calla is the man with the ball.
Stopped
right at the line of scrimmage. First carry for Calla.
Narano.
Second down and 11 for the Generals.
With the stop, loss of... well, they say one. It looks like more like two from
right.
where we sit.
I don't know what that signal is by the referee.
Yeah, they're talking. They want to talk to Coach Pugh or somebody from his staff here about something, and it almost looks like somebody's missing a mouth guard or something, and I'm just
guessing. There was a hand across the face, some kind of gesture, and Coach Pugh now is gesturing. This is, and now an assistant is coming over. I guess they weren't going to let a kid into the game, and now they are.
Okay.
As we see going into the ball game, for the first time, Drew Serena, a junior lineman. So a lot of substitutes in there. New quarterback in there for the Generals as well. Hunter Wachowski. And a whole new lineup in there for Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah. Opening game of the season, 3-touchdown lead. 5:53, the clock running here in the fourth quarter. And Coach Pugh is... doing something you rarely get to see this early in the season, and that's to go a little further into your depth chart.
Certainly is. Anthony Palazzola is split out wide to the right. He's all of 5'10". This is a run play, though, by the Generals. Going to get positive yardage. 40, 35, 30, and out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Colby Calla, sophomore, with the carry.
Derek Del Vecchio took the angle on him, came from back across the field, met him at the 21-yard line. Penalty, though, against the Hamilton-Wenham Generals, and maybe that's why there was so much running room. I suspect it's a hold back there in holding territory. We'll wait and see what the official indicates.
I think we may have missed it. I think that, that ship has left the dock.
But yep.
It's back to the 43.
But what it also does is runs the clock. They'll put it back in motion, 5:28 to play now in the football game.
It's a net 3-yard loss, so it's second and 13. I say it's a 1-yard loss from the spot of the foul. So once again, Calla will run with it, trying to sweep to the left side, and he will not. He'll get a couple of yards, and there's another play, penalty. I think this might be a face mask.
Dan Richard, a freshman from Peabody for Bishop Fenwick.
Blocked behind the back, so this might be on Hamilton as well.
So we're starting to see some clean jerseys for Fenwick as well. Chris Wilson into the football game defensively for the Crusaders. Stefano Fabiano remains out there.
It was a penalty against Hamilton. What I'm doing... Decline.
Take the loss of down more so than the pushing them back any further.
It's at the 42. Now, this will be the third down play with 12 to go for the first down. And again, it's all new players out there for the Generals at this point, and many new players out there for Fenwick as well. All right, the quarterback, Wachowski, looks to throw. He launches it. Nobody at home at the 10-yard line.
Throwing in the general direction of Giles Hubbard, but the clock will stop now on fourth down. It is fourth and 12. The ball spotted at the 42 and 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in a 21-0 whitewash being put on the scoreboard by the Hamilton-Wenham Generals over the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders.
Wilichowski is a senior quarterback. Cam Peach will punt for the Generals. And he'll get it away from about the 50. This is an end-over-end kick that's going to be muffed by Delvecchio, and I think he is able to recover it somewhere inside the 15.
Bryson Calla makes sure that he doesn't go anyplace with the football, and it'll be first and 10 from the 12-yard line.
Now, let's see who's out there for Bishop Fenwick, if we can see that farther. They're way back, Fenwick taking over at their own 12. They've been pinned back on their own side of the 50 for much of this game as we have another timeout, this one being taken by Hamilton-Wenham once again.
On the Moynihan Lumber scoreboard, our update, St. John's Prep is leading 21-0 now in the third quarter. And Phil Stacey tells us that Lynn English has opened the second half with a fourth touchdown as Matt Severance went in from the one. The Bulldogs lead 27-7 over Beverly. In high school football, it's the non-league opener. There were a couple of league contests played last night, but as we all try to get used to the difference in the matchups.
Today the Generals are wearing Are You Dusting Up Shoelaces to show your support to the Ipswich-based CM.
All right, so.
Foundation. We encourage everyone to
make thinking
your own pair of beautiful orange shoelaces.
That right we have a new quarterback in the game.
Young man with a Dartmouth shirt on.
For Fenwick. But. I can't tell. So we'll have to see when they break the huddle and get up to the line of scrimmage here. Well, you got 4.5 left to go in the ball game. Comfortable 21-0 lead for Hamilton Wenham. And we're just waiting to get the game back underway after the long, long timeout. Sun still shining brightly in Hamilton Wenham on this turf field. Just the numerals, that's all we have. But it's the natural turf. Natural grass, and you just don't see that too much anymore. What's the number of the quarterback?
I'm thinking 12.
Well, that would be Delvecchio. And, yep, it's Delvecchio. Handoff, run play right side, get some good yardage, maybe close to a first down run. And that's the freshman with the carry for Bishop Fenwick.
Maybe you don't want to take a shutout in the opening game of the season.
I don't think you ever want to take a shutout. But you are correct, and it's important, I think, well, it has been respectable. It's been a good game, and again, two vital cogs for Bishop Fenwick not able to play. One player ejected today, and we haven't seen Corey Bright since the first quarter. I formation behind Del Vecchio. One receiver out to the left. Hand off on the run play. It's the freshman again, Martinez. He's running laterally, and he gets to the 30-yard line.
Bryson Keller makes the tackle on that play by going up in the air and coming down on top of him. We were talking about this opening weekend of the season. You had Somerville beating Peabody 24-7, and that was probably the biggest surprise from last night. But on the other side, Mike Grenier does a nice job in the Salem News today about talking about how you start the season off on a good momentum as Salem defeats Austin Prep by a score of 27-13, and it's been a long time since Salem won their opening game.
Martinez up the middle on a nice run out to the 45-yard line. 15-yard gain. First and 10 for Fenwick, and they're out to their own 45 with the clock rolling at 3:13. Yeah, it is nice to see Salem get that win. We'll talk about this and other games, of course, on Monday night on the North Shore Sports Night. Hope you can join us 7 o'clock with Tim Kearns and me and you. High formation behind Del Vecchio. Ball midway between the hash at the 45. Tailback gets the call again. That's Martinez again. And this time he's upended, but he still gets positive yardage to the 47, 48. Player hurt on the field.
30, David Sepuentes, the ball carrier. Quinlan Kelly. Second down at 7. For Hamilton Wenham, just got a piece of him by the shoulder, the ball carrier, as he went up, and that might have broken up his momentum just a little bit. But we do have an injured player down on the field, so that will stop the clock with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the football game. The trainer out for the attention.
Ian Connor is being tended to. He's 6'1", 220 junior from Peabody, junior lineman, and he's being looked at by the trainer, Coach Woods. 2:37 left to go in the game, and they said that Sofuentes was the carrier, but I'm not sure he was even in the game. I think it was Martinez again. Line of scrimmage will be the 48, 3-yard gain. When we resume, that may be a while.
It's interesting to look at this roster for Bishop Fenwick, too, and you see some of the hometowns of some of these players. You've got four guys on this Fenwick team that are from Salem. Saugus contributes. One, two, three, four. Saugus also contributes four to this, and there are a couple of programs that have historically struggled the past few years, and here's an opportunity for folks to come and play with a program that, you're not free agents, and I don't want to get into all of that stuff, but it's a program that affords opportunity for people to come and play and learn more about the game.
Well, Connor's going to be helped off the field. He's limping, putting his left foot down very gingerly. And he'll be helped off the field. Hate to see that. I hope he's okay. Hopefully it's something just very minor.
Yeah.
But in football, man, that's rare. We saw Matt Andreas last night. Would have been a freshman down at Stetson. He's being redshirted, tore his ACL. And of course, we wish Matt very well and his brother well down at Stetson. But Stetson closed due to the hurricane, and they're closed indefinitely. And glad to see that Matt's home safe. Second and 8, Fenwick. Handoff, tailback, wrapping it up. That is Sefuentes breaking tackles inside the 40 to the 37 of Hamilton Wenham. And that is Sefuentes with a big gain. Gets the first down.
Anthony Palazzola making the tackle. And you had pointed out earlier the size of Palazzola out there. He's a senior at 5'11 on a good day. He might weigh 170, maybe.
15-yard pickup for Sefuentes to the 37.
And then when you look at Sefuentes, he's in the program at 5'8 and 175 pounds. He plays a lot bigger than that.
2 minutes remaining in the game. 21-0. Hamilton won him leading this one. They have led from the first quarter on. Del Vecchio. He is the quarterback for Fenwick, and he will pass down the right sideline, wobbler, and it's intercepted by Hamilton Wenham at the 5.
Anthony
and out of bounds. But he, there you go. There's your man, Palazzola. His shoulder pads are bigger than his shoulder. Way bigger. He's draped over him, but he intercepted that one way up to make the interception.
So it'll be first and 10 from deep inside the 10 as they change the footballs. A minute and 51 seconds. Hamilton went up on top by a 21-0 score here. And they'll put the ball down at the 6-yard line, would be my guess as to where that ball is.
Well, good drive that Stalls, once again, got as far as the 37. So they got 38 and 13, another 51 yards. But just not enough today for the Fenwick Crusaders against this tough Hamilton Wenham defense.
Giles Hubbard comes out after playing a series of downs for the Generals.
Hunter Wolchalski will hand off, and this is going to be a run play that's going to go outside to the 10, to the 15, out to about the 17. And that was Colby Calla with the carry.
And he is met by Keegan O'Connor. But not before they get the first down and then some.
Yeah, good big gainer, and it's out to the, 17, I guess it is. So, 12-yard gain.
Clock stopped with 1:31. Now they put it back in motion with the setting of the sticks.
And it'll take the knee. So, that'll do it. We can kind of wrap this thing up, Marty. Why don't we go over the scoring right now. They're going to just let the clock run down. We won't even have to take a final break here. 21-0, Hamilton Wenham in command from the outset as they opened up the ball game here with a 7-play, 70-yard touchdown drive, after 78-yard touchdown drive after Fenwick led the game off with the opening kickoff and Hamilton Wenham held. Jake Lasciano, a 29-yard pass reception from Billy Whalen, and with 1:12 left to go in the first quarter, Cam Peach added the extra point, 7-0 at that point. In the second quarter, it was Riccio scoring from 6 yards out. That completed a 6-play, 83-yard touchdown drive by the Hamilton Wenham Generals. And once again, Peach added the extra point. There's the final countdown as Andrew Riccio made it 14-0 with 1:20 left to go in the first half. And the final scoring came when Billy Whalen scored from 2 yards out on a run to his left. In the third quarter with 6:22 left to go, 21-0 at that point, 9 plays and 53 yards. And statistically, terrific, terrific game for Billy Whalen, 6 out of 9 for 147 yards and 1 touchdown. And the Generals piling up almost 300 yards of offense. For Hamilton, for Bishop Fenwick, they were held to 164 yards of offense and did not get on the scoreboard. Traditional handshake going on right now, and just a very pleasant afternoon if you're a Hamilton Wenham fan.
Yeah, 21-0, and a nice afternoon for the coach Jim Pugh and his team. They played well. They played together. Had a nice first half. Took advantage of a couple of penalties by Bishop Fenwick to really open this football game up for them.
You know, if you're an opponent of Jim Pugh, you got to be thinking. Ridiculous. I mean, he went 7-3 last year, yep. And now he's off to so he's 8-3 at Hamilton Wenham in his year plus one game.
Yeah, and it was 14-0 at the half. The key play was you had an injury on the Bishop Fenwick side, and then you had a player disqualified for some unsportsmanlike activity. So it really put Bishop Fenwick at a disadvantage, missing a couple of their best players. Final score here is 21-0 with Bishop Fenwick, with Hamilton Wenham defeating Bishop Fenwick.
All right, that's Marty Smith. Appreciate it, Marty. Fun working with you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for your help. Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, and I'm Rick Moore. Don't forget, much more football action coming up next weekend, so please join us. Again, the final score from Hamilton Wenham, it was the Generals 21 and the Bishop Fenwick Crusaders 0. This is MSONewsSports.com.